Fantastic spell this from Nathan Lyon. It should have been on the front foot. Ajinkya Rahane deceived in the air and off the pitch. Outstanding spell of bowling and a great dismissal.
What an unbelievable catch as well.
Yeah, it was, certainly was.
I think they were excited, Michael.
Nathan Lyon. I mean, the only thing I'll say about Nath was he got the 8 for in the last test and then didn't get a wicket in the second innings. Yeah. I'd like to see him get that 4 wickets in the second innings and
win us the test.
Australia really shouldn't have been chasing 180, if we're to be critical. Chris Barrett, good morning.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Good, mate. He's bowling well, though, isn't he, Nathan?
He is, isn't he? And, you know, look, I could well be the pivotal spell of the series. Of course, India, tail wags a bit, then, you know, that Australia's first innings total of 300's not going to look as handy as it does right now. But I thought it was interesting that Lyon said he completely changed his tactics from how he's been bowling throughout the series and basically bowled like he does in Australia. And this pitch over in Dharamshala is playing, I guess, in a similar way to Perth, you know, like it's helping him out with his bounce. But I guess the only difference is he's getting quite noticeable turn on occasion as well, which we see with a couple of those deliveries, particularly the one that got Pujara at short leg, which is a very sort of orthodox way for an off spinner to get a batsman out, and not necessarily the way he's been getting guys out in India during this series. But yeah, just a fantastic effort, and I note that he's probably got better figures during this series than Ashwin, who's meant to be the greatest spin bowler in the world. He's got the same number of wickets. He's got a better strike rate and a better average. So I think that stacks up pretty well.
Yeah, you can dine out on that for a fair while. This has been a cracking pitch. I mean, it's good for batsmen. There's something there for the quicks on occasions, and there's turn and bounce. So it's a cracking cricket pitch.
Absolutely, yeah. And something a little bit more like we're used to out here, I guess. And you know that I guess that thin air as well as getting the ball to swing around. It's really set up for a great contest. I was pretty concerned that Australia had left too many runs out there by making only 300. But and I guess when India were moving along quite nicely yesterday, that was certainly looking like the case. But any lead will be handy. I think, you know, the pitch will break up a bit and it'll be more difficult to bat late on, so it's pretty handy that they get these guys out pretty quickly on day three. That dropped catch from Matt Renshaw was, you'd see the pain on Pat Cummins' face, couldn't you? He bowled so well, Pat Cummins. He got the opener Rahul with a really good spell of aggressive bowling and just out tricked him really and coaxed him into that hook shot. And you know, you could just tell that he really wanted that wicket of Saha at the end there. And I don't know if you saw the camera pan to Darren Lehman in the dressing room, but you could pretty much tell what he said, and it wasn't particularly favourable of the young Australian opener.
No, he missed out with the bat too, Renshaw, but that went quick. They stand close over there, and I think they might have got their distance from the bat wrong on this pitch because it is a lot quicker. But every other pitch, they had to stand so close. Steve Smith, mate, I mean, it's just phenomenal what he's doing. Who knows what his stats are going to look like at the end of his career, but at the moment he's on track to have a very, very special and great career, isn't he?
Well, I mean, you know, you can sort of load him up with as many platitudes as you like, can't you? But the simple fact is that right now he's on track to be better than anyone, you know, bar Bradman, isn't he? I mean, I know that's sounds like a silly thing to say sometimes, but you know, he's got 20 test centuries from I think he's played 54 tests, the same number of test matches. Ricky Ponting only had 9 test centuries. It's what is phenomenal is that, you know, he went on the last tour of India 4 years ago, played the last couple of tests. He hadn't been in the side at that point, hadn't made a test century at that stage, has now made 20 since. So he's just incredible what he's been able to do, not just out here, which guys can make tons out of here in Australian territory, but what he's been able to do overseas. He's made 700s against India in that time, and 3 in this series. I think 3 that are going to go down as 3 of these great ones, because I've got no doubt this series is going to be remembered as one of the best of all time, one of the most compelling. I mean, I think it probably deserves mention alongside the 2005 Ashes. I don't know what you guys think, but it's just every match has been gripping, and he's really, you know, along with some other contributions at times from the Australian batsmen, he's held this Australian batting lineup on his shoulders.
Mm. Coley not playing, mate. I don't know if you're hearing any inside word. I mean, I have the greatest respect for Patrick Farhat, the physio there, but then you are talking about the captain of India, and I don't know how much he influenced that decision. But I know, TK, you sent a tweet out saying, well, AB probably wouldn't miss this test match.
It's a bit of a no-brainer because I'm a massive fan of AB. But AB wouldn't have been missing a test because of a sore shoulder, surely.
Well, it depends how he can operate. But are you hearing anything, Chris?
No, well, look, it must have been crook for him to not play in such a decisive test match. Yeah, and the fact they only picked five batsmen as well, which is what they did, I guess, at the start of the series, was interesting because I suppose the flip side of it is Coley hasn't been offering him much in this. You know, he only averaged nine throughout the three matches. So, I think the other thing they miss without him is that fire and venom as well. You know, and that energy that they were able to really muster and to turn the game around down there in Bangalore. And I found that Australia, you know, might have even been advantaged in this series by some of these matches, three of the four really being played not in the big cities, in probably more regional centres. Bangalore is obviously a very big major city, and you know, and what I mean by that is that there's a big crowd there, and they were able to lift the crowd, and Coley's almost the ringleader in that sense, whereas in some of the other venues, you know, like Ranchi, where there's barely anyone there, and you know, there's not a big crowd up in Dharamshala either. You know, India have had to sort of deal without that extra energy source, and Coley without him there as well, but they've had to they've had to just cope without having that guy who's getting stuck into the Australians and pushing them at every moment.
In your paper this morning, Brad Hodge just sort of suggested that Coley's missing the test to save himself for the IPL and the checks.
It's pretty extraordinary, isn't it? I can't believe that, surely. I mean, I realise he's pulling a lot of cash, but, you know, I think...
I mean, he pulls that regardless anyway. So I can't see that as the motivation.
No, and I think too, I mean, we see the competitor he is. And,
yeah, he's
and
a competitor.
I can only back that, you know, I'll give him my backing that he was too bad and he couldn't throw and all that sort of stuff.
He's, you know, even if people don't like him for some of his antics, in many ways he's restored an Indian pride in Test matches. You know, they're back at the top of the charts.
Yeah, and, I agree.
You know, there's that perception that for a while there that Indians only cared about short form cricket and IPL. Well, to sort of see his face and the way he goes about his Test match cricket, no holes barred. I mean, you have to believe that, you know, that this is just about the pinnacle for him. So, I don't buy that one. But there's going to be conspiracy theories around, and look, maybe he's got better mail than me too.
Mm. Australia win this from here?
Well, I think as it stands, they're slightly ahead. Yeah, I mean they've got to clean this tail up pretty smartly. But you don't want to be batting last. Well, in any Indian Test match, do you? Or probably any Test match at all, ideally. But you know, I think they've got to go out there and make obviously a pretty good second inning score, and someone's got to give Steve Smith a hand. You know, David Warner, it's his last opportunity to go big, I guess, in this series, and he flirted with it in the first innings. I think Lyon's going to be hard to face in the fourth innings, and look, I think Steve O'Keefe's bowled all right as well. He hasn't got much turn, but he's performed his role, and Cummins with the new ball, particularly, has been difficult to face. So, look, I'd probably prefer to be in Australia's position right now, and it'll be a pretty famous victory, won't it, if they can get the job done in the next, 2 days, I'd say, it could be over.
Yeah, I reckon Cummins could get the wickets in the last inning, so we'll wait and see. He's bowling well. Thanks, Chris. Good on you, mate.
Thanks, guys.